This is On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, actor and writer Jake Allen. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nice. Thanks for taking the time to come in. So you're part of this new BET series. I've been seeing a lot of promo for it, The Quad, and it's pretty interesting premise for the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, break it down for us.
All right, I'm going to break it down. I mean, I like to put it simply. It's about college. You're going to see college life at this historically black college, and it's kind of a school on hard times. And to revamp the school, they bring in their first ever female school president, played by Tony Award winner Anika Noni Rose, our series lead.
Oh, very cool.
And in order to revamp the school, she kind of tries to bring in an eclectic freshman class, including you know, a young rapper from Chicago, this like genius coder slash marching band student, okay. And then also a emotionally issue-ridden young football player from Texas, Bojan Folsom.
Who I'm assuming
which
is yourself.
Yes.
Assuming is yourself. So historically, black college, is it an actual university or just sort of
it's a fictitious college, but it is based on
like Howard or something?
HBCUs. Yeah, exactly. Two of our, one of our directors and one of the creators of the show, Rob Hardy,
right,
went to FAMU along with Anika Noni Rose, who's also an HBCU grad. So I think our school is Georgia A&M University, GAMU. And
GAMU,
they went to FAMU, so I mean, I'll let you guys make the leap on that one.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so they got a white quarterback on an all-black team.
Yes.
And I'm sure the brothers are loving that when you roll
not
up.
Not so much at the beginning. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And beyond just the racial thing, there's also, you know, my character had some issues in high school, and so he lost all his big Division I scholarships.
Okay.
So he had to sit out a whole year.
Got it.
And then...
yeah, there had to be a backstory for that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, he's got some issues, and it's actually kind of coming out throughout the season, which is a cool part of my character's development. But after he has to wait out a whole season, he comes to school late. So not only is he the white guy kind of rolling in, he's rolling in late.
He's
missing
tardy.
Camp. He's missing 2-a-days. He's missing all that stuff.
Right.
They've got a senior quarterback who thinks this is his year to shine.
Right.
And this is a freshman white boy from Texas trying to come in to steal the job. And so there's a lot of drama with that.
That's an interesting premise. Do they give you a cool nickname like Sunshine or Beach?
I have too many nicknames. I got.
I knew they had to.
Oh, yeah. I got the Great White Hope.
Great White Hope. Okay.
Wholesome Folsom, because my name is Bojan Folsom. And my personal favorite, who no one has called it to my face on the show, they only say it like behind my back on the show,
okay,
is Casper the Friendly White Quarterback.
Yes, there it is.
Wow.
That's a good, I knew you had to have some good ones.
It's a little long for a nickname,
but it's good.
Yeah.
I like Sunshine Bleach.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Bleach is good.
Yeah.
Those are classics right there. So that's cool. The show deals with some serious subjects. And what do you guys shoot it at?
We shoot in Atlanta. And the school's based in Atlanta as well.
That works out.
We're very proud to have shot the whole first season on Morehouse and Clark University's campuses, which are HBCUs.
How do you like it out there? There's a lot of production going on out there.
There is. I think they were calling it Atlanta Wood, I think is the name down there.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I was born and raised in Dallas, and I found Atlanta to be real similar to Dallas in that it keeps its kind of southern charm and southern hospitality and everything, but it's a real modern city and there's cool new places to go check out and stuff like that.
Nice. And you really played ball, right?
I did. Hey, you can't grow up in Dallas and not have played ball. Like, I don't think they would have let me out of the state if I couldn't throw a spiral.
Right. Did you play QB?
No, I played receiver actually, but I said, man, you just got to be able to spin it no matter what.
And then
I played in college for 4 years. And then,
nice. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Cornell.
Oh, wow.
Way east.
Oh, you're smart, man.
I try to be.
Nice.
I mean, I was smart enough to know the football could get me into the school.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah,
thank
I had
you,
a friend of mine that went to Cornell. He loved it, too.
All right.
That's a great school.
Yeah, I really loved my time there.
What a stark difference from Dallas. How'd you enjoy that contrast?
It was cool.
Because Atlanta, you got, like you said, it's a little safe, but Cornell is a whole Jersey, right?
In upstate New York.
Upstate New York. I knew it was up in the East. Okay.
It was definitely a weather shock.
Yeah, right.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's what you have to start with first and foremost. But I was so scared of the weather that I actually overestimated how bad it was.
You're like Ralphie from Christmas Story?
Yeah, exactly. No, literally, that's how I was. So I actually overestimated it. And then like, it was cold, you know, and I survived, and it was fine, you know what I mean? But I will say, it was also my first experience. They really have four seasons there with the weather.
Yeah.
Which Dallas doesn't necessarily have. LA certainly doesn't have.
Right. No.
Which is kind of a cool thing to be a part of, to really see the leaves changing and things like that.
And did you study acting? Is that what you went for? Or
I was actually a history major.
Oh.
I started doing acting halfway through. So it kind of, I like to say, like, my second half
right.
of Cornell, I was an acting major.
You discovered it.
I discovered it, yeah. But I was a history major.
How did mom and dad feel when you said, hey, you know what? Kind of like this acting thing. They're like, you didn't have to go to an Ivy League school to be an actor.
Right. Like, yeah, thanks right. for the money for that. But yeah. I'm going to go to LA and just start doing acting. You know, they basically told me, are you willing to put the work that you put into football and to graduating from Cornell into acting? Are you willing to go at it like a full-time job, mm-hmm. even if you don't necessarily have a full-time acting gig right when you get to LA?
Right.
I said, yes. They said, okay, we'll support you.
That's great, man.
I was very lucky in that.
And you're also a writer.
Yes.
Right? And you wrote a screenplay, Expatriate. It hits theaters this year. What's this about?
It is, I don't know if you remember the Edward Snowden case with the CIA.
Sure.
He was a whistleblower.
Uh-huh.
This was kind of, I wrote it along with my brother Connor Allen, and we were doing some brainstorming, and we kind of kept thinking, what if Edward Snowden had made a mistake? What if by blowing the whistle, he had allowed a terrorist to go free?
Right.
You know, what if in trying to do the right thing, something bad happened?
Very,
I think we've all tried
real
to do
possibility.
The, yeah, exactly. I think we've all tried to do the right thing mm-hmm. and maybe had a bad outcome. And now how do you trust yourself after that? So this was a spinoff of that. Basically a fictitious CIA agent blows the whistle on the CIA the same way that he did, but she makes a mistake. She allows a terrorist to basically
Ooh.
Slip through the cracks.
Yes.
A terrorist attack happens. All of a sudden she's excommunicated and is kind of living in this purgatory in Bogota, Colombia, where the film takes place. And she's cool. kind of pulled back into her former life in the world of espionage. It's
Good
cool. There's
you,
a bunch
man.
Of, it's like a cool personal drama in
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
But it also has cool car chases and gunfights in the mountains
nice.
Over Bogota. Really cool. Really cool to shoot.
And you mentioned you have how many brothers and sisters you have?
I have one older brother.
One older brother. And he, was he already in this line of work prior
yes.
to you?
He's kind of how I got into it, how I said that I started halfway through college.
Got it.
I got to go be on a couple of his film sets when I was a sophomore in college.
Is he just a writer or an actor as well?
He's a writer and director, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so he kind of takes that side of it.
Got it.
So I got to go be on his sets, and what I fell in love with on his sets was
yeah.
the acting.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. Good
yeah,
for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. I want to put you on the spot before we let you go. Quick questions,
oh,
quick answers, all right?
Okay.
Go-to karaoke song.
NSYNC. I don't know what
band.
Song, but I just go to their band.
Something NSYNC?
Yeah, anything NSYNC I find to be pretty fun.
Tear it up my heart. There you go.
Yeah, yeah,
I see you rocking that.
You can't
right.
be too serious with that. You
there
know, you,
go.
You have to make it fun.
Exactly. First show on your DVR.
I guess Stranger Things wouldn't be on my DVR. That'd be on Netflix. But that's my go-to show.
Okay.
Stranger Things.
You can't DVR Netflix, huh? You can't.
Well,
because it's already there.
It's all there to
it's
stream.
Like, it's all there yeah. to stream. Exactly. That's
he doesn't
right.
know technology. It's fine.
I'm not. I'm very sorry. I forgot. Well, you know, yeah, you're right. It's all. I'm getting it. Favorite football movie?
Ooh, Friday Night Lights.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Jessica Simpson.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Dallas girl, too, right?
Exactly.
Did you ever meet her?
No.
No, she's a little older.
Only in my dreams.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, what was it? These Boots Are Made for Walking revamp video?
Yeah. When she was the Daisy Dukes?
Yeah. I came out, I think I was about 15.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, that was pretty perfect. Come on.
Yeah, that was prime
yeah,
right
can't
there.
Can't argue with that. Yeah.
Time travel destination.
Destination. I would like to go back during the Civil War around that time period.
Wow.
Somewhere in the South to see how that was.
It's our first Civil
what
War.
What was happening.
Yeah, that actually is our first Civil War.
Right, there. Yeah. Right in the trenches. Okay.
Yeah.
Which side?
Hold on.
I mean, I would like to see both sides. Given the war, I think you'd have to see both sides.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere in like South Carolina or North Carolina to see like how it was going down.
How's it going down?
It's a sad time, but very interesting.
Well, listen, man, congratulations on everything. I'm sure I'll see you around more often,
yeah.
and good luck with everything.
Thank
the
you.
Quad airs Wednesday nights on BET, and you can follow him on Twitter and Instagram @JakeAllen85. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
On with Mario